And the next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Michigan on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Ready for statements.
And we'll take those
questions.
Now.
Statements. Ready for
to ask a question.
I'll ask questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Ted Sobel with USA Sports Radio.
I'm curious your thoughts on the challenge of getting your offense going this week. And what have you learned about yourself in the first year at Minnesota and your decision, how it fits your lifestyle and what you wanted from a coaching situation?
Yeah, great questions. The first is, obviously, you know, you've got to make sure that you find creative ways to move the ball against Michigan's defense. They're one of the best defenses in the country, one of the most respected defenses in the country. And so we've got to be very, very creative. And, you know, same thing we were with Iowa. We did everything we possibly could to give our quarterback the best chance to have a ton of success and everybody around him have a ton of success with the talent that we have. And so we will continue to do that this week. And our coaches do a tremendous job of that. You know, whether it's Demery, whether it's Connor, we're going to do everything we can in the game plan to promote all their strengths and then eliminate their weaknesses as much as we possibly can. If that means a very, very simplistic game plan, then we'll keep it very simple. So, but we have to be effective and we have to be efficient and we have to execute, which are some things we weren't able to do last week. In terms of the job here, you know, this is my second year zero, I call it, in terms of a cultural change when you first get there. And, you know, you don't really have a ton of expectations. The expectations are what they present themselves every single day. And then you take what the results from every day was and you respond to it. You have a certain process. You have a certain culture. You have a certain way of handling things, responding to things, discipline things, and you kind of go from there. But I absolutely love the Twin Cities. It's a fabulous place. There's so much to do. Our university is one of the best institutions in the country, and I work with amazing people every single day. And one thing I love about this football team is exactly what I thought I was going to inherit. They will never quit. They'll fight, and they'll scrap and claw for everything. And I think our culture has really been able to bring that out in them, and I'm very proud of them.
Thanks so much, Coach.
My pleasure.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was just curious. Some coaches have different policies on how specific they are with injuries. Some teams put out a full report, some teams don't. Where do you sit on that? And is it like a competitive advantage to be more withholding?
Well, I think competitively, it just depends. I think a lot of coaches, if it's going to dictate a game plan, whether in, let's say, a quarterback's an athletic quarterback or a true pocket passer, it affects a lot of the offensive schemes that you do run. So I think at that position, I think it means a lot more. Some of the other positions, I don't think it does. But again, you know, I don't think it's right to be able to tell every single thing about a student athlete and what's bothering them. I think there's a lot of privacy laws that student athletes should be protected from or protected with. Just in terms of their injuries as a whole. But, you know, I'm pretty broad about it. I don't know how specific I am. I think, you know, as you go through the week, you know, you don't really know all the specifics yet. I mean, guys could be questionable. They could be game time decisions. They could be doubtful. There's a difference between all that. So, you know, I think that, you know, with our team, we do a great job of communicating with our players. Our trainers do a great job. But a lot of our press conferences as coaches are Mondays and Tuesdays, and that's so early in the week to be able to say, hey, this guy's out or this guy's definitely going, because you got to see how they progress throughout the week.
So is that them being students and that kind of thing, is that the biggest difference in, you know, how the NFL has a mandatory injury report, you know, or required? Is that the line for you, the fact that they're students?
Well, the fact that they're students and – you know, I think everybody in college football would just put doubtful or questionable, you know, because you wouldn't know. But again, I think there's strategic advantages, especially in college football, if you don't know somebody's going to play. Like I said, especially the quarterback position, if it's truly a running quarterback pocket passer. The other positions, they matter, but they don't matter as much. They do matter. I mean, if you've got a big-time receiver and he's usually into the boundary, you have the ability to know he's going to play and play quarter or play, you know, cover two into the boundary, take him away, or all of a sudden their schemes all week, you know, you don't have a receiver back there, you can still play man coverage or quarters. I think those things make a difference.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, BJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing Lee. How are you doing?
Great, great. So I'm wondering, Jim Harbaugh said earlier today he's always been a fan of yours. You guys have had a few interactions. What's your take on Harbaugh, and what have those interactions been like in your experience?
Well, first and foremost, he's one of the coaches that I've respected and looked up to for a very long time, especially as a very young coach. You know, us in our profession, we're always taught to be ourselves. Well, I don't know a lot of coaches that are truly themselves. Jim Harbaugh is himself. So he has taught me for a long time that it's okay to be yourself. And I give him a lot of credit for that, because he's a trailblazer and a pioneer of making sure that you can be yourself in all areas. You know, recruiting wise, how you run a program, to the media, you can be the real person that you are. And he's had a ton of success everywhere he's been, from San Diego, you know, first of all, in terms of just playing quarterback, but then San Diego and Stanford and San Francisco, and now at Michigan. I mean, he does it his way. And the best advice I ever got was, PJ, just make sure you do it your way. And then to get advice and somebody to say that, that's one thing. But then actually watch Jim Harbaugh do it. It brings validation to all the things I was taught by Jim Tressel and some others about just be yourself. You don't have to be anybody else but yourself. You don't have to impress anybody. Just be you, and that's all you can continue to do. So he's a pioneer and a trailblazer for my own career and my own life. And I've only been around him a handful of times, but every time I have been, I've soaked in any bit of knowledge I possibly can.
Thanks, BJ.
My pleasure.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got it. Thank you.